7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is gonna be brutal. And I guess we gotta do this, yeah. Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Girls Committee, oh yeah, baby. Right, so, hello. Dubious Girls Committee. My name is Pumpkin Bastone, and in the spirit of full disclosure, I gotta tell you that I'm severely messed up today. That's fine. Gotta have these days every once in a while. But I thought, oh yeah, maybe I'll magically cure myself if I just go down to the creek. Find some owls, or that fox. What was that? Yeah, because I was down here, here's some blue jays, I was down here last night, and I saw some owls, and as I was leaving, I saw my fox again. The exact same thing happened. I was walking out, and he crossed right in front of me. About 20 meters out, not even that, popped out of the ravine, and he ran across the little lawn and he went back into the creek. I tried to follow him, but that was to no avail. No avail, I tell you. So I'm sort of standing here looking into the ravine, trying to look onto the other side. It's a lot leafier than it was last year. Can't see anything. All right, we got blue jays flying around, but they're not they're not being overly obnoxious. Huh. It's kind of quiet. I can actually hear people talking on the golf course. Okay, so now I'm just going to look around in the trees, look for my owl buddies. I can't see any owls, but maybe I'm not in the best spot to see them. Okay, let's go down there. Let's go down into the creek. Oh. I thought they said it was going to be cooler today, but it's going to get warmer. And they said rain was coming, but you know, they always say rain was coming. Also, when I was down here, I did find my owls. I found a few owls, and I found one. I was walking upstream. He was in the creek. He was down in the sand. I don't know what he was doing. And you know, it was kind of dark, right? Because it's past dusk at this time, and I'm walking towards it. Hey, is that a big bird in the creek? Well, yeah, it is. And I stood there and watched him. He was watching me. Then he decided to turn around, and he jumped up onto a tree branch. It was pretty great. It was pretty great. Okay, looking into the creek, there's new golf balls. There's a few golf balls down here that I recognized from the last time I was here, which was, what, yesterday? With you guys. I mean, obviously I was down here last night. But now we need a stick. Oh, this looks like a good one. There's orange or red in the water. And there's a couple white balls that we're going to have to look at just to make sure that they're not something special. Lowering myself into the creek. Here we go. All right. Rock and roll. Oh my God. It only hurts when I exist. Okay. It's just a white Strixon number 2, which is of no interest to us. Now let's move up here, because it looks like the golf ball eating ravine has eaten something red and fed it down into the deep water. And there's a lot of bugs down here too. Yuck. Yucka yucka. Okay, stick in water. Is it an orange or is it a red? It appears to be a red. And it is. Ball out of the water. It's a Wilson number 1. Red. Oh, yay. Happy. Okay, let's rinse it off. Oh my God, I shouldn't have been over. Oh, okay, standing back up. Now I'm good. Oh. All right, I'm walking. Walking in the creek. Walking by 3 golf balls. Sitting here in the water. There's a lot of bugs. A lot of bugs today. But I have found tracks. Very fresh tracks. Fox tracks. And a white golf ball up here on the bank a little bit. What is it? It's nothing special. Oh, okay, so I'm kind of walking upstream here in the sand, pausing once in a while to look up onto the bank here to see if it has caught any golf balls. And yeah, there's a white one right here. Let me see if I can poke it with the stick so we can see if it's anything we need. Wait, it's got something on it. Is it just a logo ball? Yeah, it's some kind of Wilson logo ball. We certainly don't. Certainly don't need any of that noise, do we? No. Of course not. Okay. Further. Oh, we actually have to step over. Ooh, B, where's he going? Where's he going? Hey, where are you? Lost him. Gotta step over the flowing water here. It's actually 20 centimeters wide. Alright. What are we doing? Why am I going this far? Why? Oh, I kind of don't feel like doing this today. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy to have found a red golf ball. And now I gotta climb back up on the bank here. There we go. We're gonna move up a ways and let's see if we can see any owls. Oh, there's got to be some owls around here somewhere. I mean, I'm always running into them around here. I'm always finding my buddies. But I don't hear any evidence. There might be some. No. Yeah, I don't. One, I don't hear my owls talking. And, wait, I might have just heard something. And I think we're familiar with the owl vocabulary. Yep, I heard it again. Yeah, we got owls. Little squee is up here somewhere. There it is again. He's calling me. There is the squee, which is a high-frequency rising sweep that lasts about 1 second. This is... Hey, squee. That kind of sound. Not that brah, brah, that's somebody else. Okay. Why am I still carrying the stick? Oh, I should keep it, because maybe webs. And then, of course, there's the hoot hoot that they make. And then there's the hoot 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 hroo that they do. All right. I'm in an owl zone, I think. I can hear somebody squeeing at me. There it is again. Is he watching me? Is he talking to me? Is he talking to somebody else? I'm catching a lot of webs, which is annoying. Okay. Where are you, buddy? I can hear golfers hitting golf balls. I'm not hearing our owl friend. Did I spook him? Oh, was he hanging around up here? I don't hear anything. Okay, that's cool. There it is. Okay, where is he? He's up here. I think he's across the creek in one of these bigger trees. I'm gonna have to bring a damn machete down here next time, because I can't even get through here anymore. Okay, I just heard, there he is. I heard something leave a branch. There he is. Hi, buddy. I heard the click clack of something leaving a branch. Hi, yes, I see you, squee. I heard that sound, and I looked over, and here's my buddy. I can barely see him, but I know he's up there. Oh, I can hear another one. There's another one. It's other squee boy. He's upstream too. But yep, little squee came to see me. I'm so happy. Hi, buddy. Yeah, there's no hope of any photograph because... Hi! Hi. Yeah, he's pretty much right in front of the sun. And he's looking and he's bobbing his head back and forth. And I'm going to bob back and forth. Hi. Oh, he's doing it back to me. Bobbing his head back and forth. Yeah, hi, buddy. Yeah. You can still hear that other guy. Where's that other guy at? Oh, here he comes. He's flying down the creek. Oh my God. Where did he go? He landed, I think he landed in the tree that guy was in a minute ago. We got curious owls. We can get up here. Where is he? Oh, little squee, he just jumped off. He's flying back over. Oh, he's going high. He went high. But we got a guy that's low, that guy that just flew up here. There he is. Hi, buddy. Hear that? He said, hoot, hoot, hoot. Talk to me some more. Hoot, 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 hoot. Okay, they're starting to freak out, the other birds, because they're squeeing at each other. The owls are saying squee, squee. This guy, oh, there's another one right there in the same tree, but further along on the branch. Okay, we've got three owls today. We got these two that are right here. They're right above the coral mushroom zone on the other side of the creek. And this guy's looking at me. Okay, then we have the one that was back there that came to find me, but he's now above. He's up high, and he's pissing off other birds. You can hear the other birds rapping and chappling. Look at all these owls. Oh, hi, Mr. Hops. He does a little hop. And he said, the other guy says, a hoot a hoot. Wow. Wow. I wonder if I can get closer. I'm going to try to move up this path a little bit because, yeah, now I'm blind to them. Yeah, and that guy's angry because he can't see where I am. Hi. I'm still right here. See? Hi. Grackles are getting pissed off. Yes, hello. Squeed, squeed to you. This is the littlest guy down here. This is the tiniest owl. He's still chunky, don't get me wrong. Yeah, okay, other birds are starting to get pissed off. Wow, there's a lot of owl poop right here. Okay, yeah. No wonder we're in the owl zone. Hear that? Hoot, 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 hoot. I might be spooking this guy. Hi! I love you, owl buddies. And the little guy is still squeeing. This one's hoot a hoot hooting. If I get a little bit closer, we'll. There's some hoots. Hoot, hoot, hoot. I'm behind a tree. Wow. Great view. No photo. But yeah. Yeah, barely 10 meters away. 10 meters away, perfect line of sight. Nothing between me and this damn owl. And there's another one somewhere. That one that just hooted is not the one I'm looking at. But it's not this tiny one either. Yeah, birds are getting excited. We got squeeze squeers. We got loud golfers that are now taking the attention of my owl buddy, who is just sitting up on the end of a broken off branch, just right on the edge. Now, where's that other little guy? Other little guy's behind that trunk of that tree. I can't see him. Oh. Okay, I guess I'm being cured. The power of owls is making me feel better, but looking up in this angle is making me dizzy. Now, where's this little guy? I want to see the little guy. And there's a lot of little birds who are getting upset now. Hoot, 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 hoot. Hoot, hoot, hoot. That was that guy talking to me. Little birds are freaking out. I'm enjoying just meeting the gaze of this. I keep trying to point the microphone at the bird when he or she starts a hooting. Oh, I'm very slowly trying to move up because I want to. Where'd that little guy go? Because this owl is so amazing, but I'm going to be in sun here in a second. And I got to get through the sun. Hoot, 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 hoot. Please tell me you can hear this. There's also a mourning dove. Not too far away. Okay. Hoot, 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 hoot. Oh, I love being invited to the owl party. You know, I wasn't going to come out here today. I felt so bad that I thought, no, I'm just going to lay here for the rest of the day and do nothing. But I'm so glad I came out here, because I'm inching closer and closer. Oh, and now Owly friend has an itchy face. We have to do scratchy scratchies. We did owl scratchies. You know, what's this? I can't find this other one, but I know I just saw some movement behind these leaves. Hoot, hoot, hoot. Where is this other guy? I know he's right here somewhere. Oh. Why am I so fascinated by these birds? Oh. Oh my God. There he is. Other little happy dude just got closer. He took a little jump and he hopped over and he... Now he's jumping up to the other owl. Hi, buddies! And now he's got to get on the other branch. Do we have a mommy and a baby here? Because this little squee-squee, he looks like a baby. And the he jumped onto the same branch. He's walking right up to the other owl. And he's squeeing. He says, I'm hungry. He looks baby. He looks fluffy. You know how young birds still have, you know, like all downy feathers? Well, this guy's got regular feathers, and he's just got also has fluff, and he's small, so he's young guy, and he says, fluff, 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 what are we doing? Try to take another step forward. Wow, I wish there was some light here, because we just got these two owls hanging out, and now little birds are flying up and trying to hassle them. Hoot, hoot, hoot to you too, my friends. And little Squee. Little Squee says, Squee, Squee. He's still trying to get some food. And now we got those tiny little rat-ass birds kind of starting to hassle my owl buddies here. Little Squee keeps on squeeing. Yeah, that's okay. So these two owls, they're just sitting about 35 to 40 centimeters apart on the end of this dead branch on a tree. It's kind of over the creek, but the tree is on the other side. And this is right above one of my favorite logs that always it's right above a log that always spawns coral mushrooms. Hoot hoot. And so I think they're mushroom omens. The funny thing is this little guy, this baby, he's not paying any attention to me at all. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's picking at the tree. He's like ripping leaves off little branches. He's scraping at the bark. This stuff keeps falling off into the water. And then what I suspect might be Mama Bird, she's just looking at me, giving me the hoots every once in a while that I'm hoping that you're hearing. In fact, how much more gain can I give this? Remind me not to scream into the microphone. I can hear little Squee. He's just going, Squee, Squee, feed me, feed me. Squee, Squee. Wait, and what are they looking at now? Is there another bird over here? Is there a bird above me? don't see anything, but... Yep, so, this is what I do. I hang out with birds. I'm not even a bird guy. What's little Squee doing? Little Squee just did something wacky. He's still complaining, wants food. Oh, now he's moving. He jumped over to another branch. And that startled a bird over here. Squaw, squaw. Little Squee, he's still angry. He says, I want some food. Now he's looking at me. Hi, little Squee. And he's trying to look over some leaves. And he's ducking, and I keep ducking down too. Hi. Yeah, am I confusing you? Yeah, I'm playing with your baby, little Squee. Little Squee can't really see me very well. So he keeps ducking and dodging, moving back and forth. And he's going, Squee, Squee. Hi, I see you, you crazy burb. What are you doing? I'm dancing with birds right now. Look at this. I'm making this bird. You're my puppet. Oh, ow. Ow, ow, ow. Yeah, little Squee, he's now walking up the branch so he can get a better... Oh, is he walking in the light? Not quite. Almost. Look at these crazy birds. Look at these guys. This is when I need a long-range flash that I can focus. Alright, what the hell's little Squee doing now? Okay, this bird is just sort of flexing his wings. Okay. I guess that's just what he wants to do. Mama bird has not moved. Still just sitting at the end of the branch, looking at me. I wonder if she's going to give me any hoots. It's gotten relatively quiet. Just little Squee making his Squee noises. Look at him, he's doing his thing again. Hey, let's dance. Can you do this? What about this cool move? Every time I start doing the cool moves, Mama Owl starts hooting. Okay, let's see if I can do it again. Little Squee is squeeing, I'm still. Everybody is still. Oh, they just turned to look upstream at something, both of them, and they're both very interested. What are they looking at? Okay, little Squee is now... All right, let's do my experiment. Look over here, little Squee. All right, I'm now doing my owl dance. He hasn't responded yet. There you go. Well, he did one little bob. Okay, yeah, I'm getting some head movement. Okay, he's bobbing. And then Mama says... No, it's just a little Squee. He just keeps squeeing and Mama doesn't want to say anything. She's not hooting. What you doing, Mama? Now she's looking downstream. Got more loud golfers. So they may be listening to golfers. Because remember, their ears are forward. Their skulls are basically funnels for their ears. So when they're listening very raptly, they are turning towards what they listen to with their heads. And they're both very interested. And I should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Owl Loving Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I could stand here for another hour. Just staring at these birds. Hi. Little
little Squee, he's cranky though. Squee, squee, squee.
He wants some food.